Back to the news. The CEO of the National Centre for Writing is stepping down for a new role. A construction firm opens its first office in Norwich, and a road upgrade has been delayed with fears it will lead to more chaos.
The chief executive of a national writing centre is stepping down. Peggy Hughes, who leads Norwich's National Centre for Writing, NCW, will leave her post this year to become Director of Engagement at the National Library of Scotland in Edinburgh. Miss Hughes said, "I feel so lucky to have spent the last 8 years at the National Centre for Writing within a city as fine as Norwich. Leading this wonderful team through a period of such immense adventure and change has been a true gift. NCW is a very special place of huge ambition and opportunity for the art form, for writers and translators, and for the audiences and communities it serves. While I am moving on to a new chapter, I know the next phase for NCW will be just as exciting, and I will remain its biggest fan and advocate from afar." Miss Hughes joined NCW in 2017 and has served as Head of Programmes and Executive Director and since 2023, CEO. Mike Stonard, leader of Norwich City Council, said, "Peggy has done a brilliant job leading the National Centre of Writing. Under her leadership, the team have championed the development of writers, literary translators, readers and new writing from near and far."
Damp repairs will be carried out in a basement discovered beneath Norwich Station. City Hall has approved Greater Anglia's plans to overhaul timber floors which are rotten beyond repair. The underground room was discovered last year and is located in the area of the ticket office only accessible by staff. The plans explain the basement area was only recently discovered and the extent of wet rot to the existing timber floor is extensive. The proposal is to replace the existing rotten timber with new treated timber to meet current standards and be sympathetic to the age and the design of this building, as well as improvements to provide better thermal insulation and ventilation to the area. Greater Anglia also plans to repair front sections of the building's roof to protect it from the elements and prevent further damage. The main first floor offices in the building have been damaged by the damp issues, despite many attempts to fix the problem with short-term repairs. Greater Anglia said train services will be unaffected by the work.
A construction company specialising in renewable energy infrastructure projects has opened its first office in Norwich. Knights Brown's new base in the Union Building on Rose Lane will support the firm's electricity transmission and distribution projects across the UK. The company currently employs 150 people in the area across direct and freelance roles. The firm's expansion into East Anglia will help it to continue its work to maintain and enhance ports, defend coastlines and build energy projects, including onshore wind farms and battery storage. David Shillabeer, Knights Brown's Head of Transmission and Distribution, said, "Opening our first office in East Anglia is far more than the new location. It's a statement of our intent. It reflects our long-term commitment to our team and to building our presence in the region. This office provides a strong foundation for supporting our projects nationwide while allowing us to embed ourselves more closely in the local area and support our customers and communities." Knights Brown is headquartered in Ringwood, Hampshire, and has offices in South Wales, Kent, Scotland, and East Anglia, employing more than 300 people. Its local projects include upgrading the Necton substation near Swaffham to enable 3 offshore wind farms to be connected to the National Grid's distribution network, as well as the construction of the Yaxley substation in Suffolk.
Neighbours fear more collisions are going to happen along a busy cut-through road as a long-awaited crossing renovation has been delayed by the council again. People living near the junction of Hall Road and Southwell Road, identified as an accident hotspot, feel strongly that more collisions will occur if authorities do not fix a zebra crossing in the area. A total of 25 collisions were recorded in Hall Road, which is often used by drivers as a cut-through from the outer ring road to the inner ring road between 2022 and 2025. 6 of these were recorded at the crossing opposite the co-op, with 5 of these involving pedestrians. Most of the collisions recorded happened during school pick-up and drop-off times. 2 years ago, Lisa Alston, a Labour candidate for Town Close, asked Norfolk County Council to repaint the faded lines of the zebra crossing opposite the co-op as a minimum. And despite more than £70,000 worth of funding being set aside for the upgrades in May last year, the work is yet to start.